Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Upgrades are in full swing at the Harwood Memorial Hall, not only to modernize it, but provide much-needed accessibility. The hall has recently seen a new accessibility ramp constructed and is now seeking more user-friendly washrooms. Hall Chairperson Jay Chatton discusses the recent projects.
We are not owned by any township or the community. We're our own whole entity. We make it and break it on our own, and it came about as a parcel of land. It was a gift back in 1925 as a memorial to the 9 individuals of Harwood that passed away in World War I, and it was given to us as a memorial park for the people of Harwood.
Now, I noticed over the last several weeks that there's been some significant projects undergoing at the community hall. You approached Hamilton Township a couple weeks back to discuss a grant for some new chairs. 96 chairs, approximately 10,000. I know you guys are going to contribute some money. Why do you need the chairs, and where do you see them being utilized?
Yeah, so during our events, and we have several events during the course of the week, and month. We have monthly breakfasts, first Saturday of every month, and where we set up for 90 people, and there's people rotating all day long, and we've had up to 200 people at these breakfasts. Normally they run around 100 to 120 people. The chairs have just gotten to a point where they're old and getting kind of ragged, and there's no way we can clean them. So the board decided it was one of the projects that we'd ask for this year, coming into 2026. We are grateful to align ourselves with the Township of Hamilton, who have been very gracious to us over the years, not only just attending our breakfasts, but also supporting us financially, as well as, these little projects come up when we have requests.
Now, during the presentation to Hamilton Township, you also expressed that you're going to need some new washroom facilities. $200,000 Ontario Trillium Foundation grant. Seems like a very high price tag for some washrooms in your facility. Can you just explain why the price tag and what the project is involving?
Yeah, so back in the late 40s, when the building was finally built on the property that they had, I don't think there was any washrooms attached to it at the time. These were added on afterwards. It is sinking, it's moving, but the biggest component that we're after is accessibility. The washrooms are not accessible to all of our community, and that's what we're really after. We just received an OTF grant for $35,000 for this year that we just completed an accessibility ramp to enter the facility. And this year, with OTF's help, we're going to be applying for another grant, the $200,000, to complete the bathroom accessibility. They're small, they're hard to get into, and they're just sinking as well. So we need to act and get these things looked after.
Now, you talked about the ramp, $35,000 for the ramp. How did that project come about? Was this part of, you guys at first identifying 3 major components that you needed to tackle, or how did you guys determine that this was needed as a completion this time?
Yeah, exactly, Dan. We looked at it as a board and said, where do we need to go with this to increase accessibility for our community? Because not all of our community could access the facility. We had a small ramp out front, but it wasn't to building code. And, we like to play by the rules as well. It's like anybody. And we looked at it as a package of accessibility. And the first grant we put in for OTF was for both the ramp and the bathrooms. The feedback from them was it was just too much for the first time. The next year, we applied for just the ramp, and we were successful getting that. This year we will put in for just the bathrooms. It's a big number. It doesn't exceed the limit of the OTF capital grant, but I'm very optimistic that we'll hopefully be successful this time.
Now, we were talking off air before the interview about what the community hall is being used for. You said it's used for a lot of services, celebrations of life, but you also have daycares. yoga. You talked about the breakfast. This it seems like there's a lot going on in this facility.
Yeah, we keep pretty busy, and it's all volunteer-based. The breakfasts we have every first Saturday of every month. Everybody's welcome to come on out. It's all 100% volunteer-based. We have, like you said, daycare every day for the community, up to five kids. We're kind of limited to be by the size, but it helps out five families in the community who, you know, likely come into Coburg or Port Hope to work, and they can drop the kids off at 7, come back and pick them up at 5. We do have, in the evenings, we have yoga, line dancing, new to us this year, which is exciting. We have Girl Scouts. So outside of that, and then the rentals, and then the monthly breakfasts, we're kept pretty busy.
So how do you keep from volunteer burnout then?
Yeah, well, that's always a concern of the board. And it's one of the reasons why we had to. We used to do dinners too, once a month, or every other month, or once a quarter. And we found out that, 2 weeks between these events was just too much for the volunteer group we have. We can call on 20 to 25 people to do an event we have on our, volunteer lists. It comes difficult to try to do it out without burning people out. And we're very cognizant of that. We're, as a board, we talk about it all the time. Let's schedule our events based on not burning people out. Because volunteering is not for the faint of heart. It's hard work. And yes, communities survive with it and thrive from it. But again, burnout is a huge, huge issue with us, for sure.
So then going forward, what's the what do you see 2026 and 27 for the building and the group itself?
Yeah, 26 is an exciting year. Again, it'll be even more exciting if we get the OTF grant, of course. And we found out with this project of just the ramp, it was, coordinating of events. We had to, switch the entrance to the daycare and, the little kids going through the construction area and so forth. We see some great advancements, just bettering it. And as we better the facility and keep up with the community need, we'll see our numbers grow. I know we will. And we've seen that in our breakfasts. Through the summer, we draw in, a lot of the, vacationers. And it's always, is two things I've learned from the volunteers is they always get excited when they see new faces. Every Saturday in the first of the month, every month it seems to be new faces, which is exciting to us because the word is out there by word of mouth or the signs we put out. Then it's come by saying, hey, this is a good deal. For $12 you can have a great breakfast, and it's not just the breakfast, it's the coffee and the community dialogue that continues on afterwards. I mean, people can sit there for the full 4 hours and just enjoy a good conversation over a nice cup of coffee after their breakfast. So it's vitally important to follow through with that, for sure.
Before we go, we got one final event coming up, a big event on December 6th, the Santa Breakfast. Tell me more about that, please.
Yeah, so we have Santa coming. He comes to our facility at Harwood every year, and it's one of our bigger breakfasts for sure. It starts at 8 o'clock, goes to 11, and this year the board's decided for it to be free to the community, so we encourage everybody to come out and have a free breakfast and have the kids meet Santa. We got little gifts for them. We have a sponsor that gives us the kids a little bag of toys or bag of candies. And it's a good time. It's busy, but it's a great time.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.